agenda for Eastern Municipal Water District, which is Agenda Item 6, which is receive and file. So I'll accept a motion and a second for items 6A through 6B.
I'd move approval.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Roll call, please.
Director Sullivan?
Aye.
Director Pauli?
Aye.
Director Corona?
Aye.
Director Slosson?
Aye.
Director Record?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Let's go to Agenda Item 8, which is the calendar review. Tammy.
Good morning.
Morning.
Morning, President Sullivan, members of the board. I will be doing your calendar review this morning. And as you can see from page 1, there are no upcoming events of interest for anyone. So moving along to page 2, we have the board master calendar for upcoming meetings for the board members. Starting off with tomorrow, we have the board executive committee meeting for directors Slosson and Sullivan, 7:30, followed by the City of Menifee Development Stakeholder Group conference call for director Sullivan, 8:30. And an invitation to the NWRA Western Water Table Talk Series for Director Sullivan as well at 11 a.m. And just added yesterday is the virtual State of the City for Moreno Valley for Director Slosson. And that starts at 11 a.m. On Monday, August 24th, we have the Hemet-San Jacinto Water Master meeting for Director Pauli. And I do believe that's going to be virtual, so the call-in details will
follow. It's not going to be here?
It is not, no. I confirmed yesterday that it will be virtual. So
okay.
We'll update the meeting notice for everyone.
Okay.
And that starts at 4 p.m.
Okay.
On Wednesday, August 26th, we have the EMWD monthly update with the general manager, and that's for Director Sullivan. That's 7:30 a.m. On Thursday, August 27th at 11 a.m., we also have for Director Sullivan the NWRA Western Water Table Talk Series. And at 3:30, we have the EMWD Board Operations and Engineering Committee meeting for both Directors Slosson and Sullivan. On Friday, August 28th at 7:30 a.m., we have the Riverside County Water Task Force virtual event for both Directors Pauli and Director Sullivan. Tuesday, September 1st at 9:30 a.m., we have for Director Slosson the SOPA Commission workshop, and that's a Zoom meeting. Going on to page 3, we have some important dates to remember. And again, it's the, let's see, there's several dates actually for August, and they have them all listed for the NWRA Western Water Table Talk Series, and that's 6 sessions. They're all virtual, and this is a district sponsorship. Director Sullivan, you're on there. And Friday, August 28th, we do have that Riverside County Water Task Force virtual event. Starts at 7:30 a.m., and we do have Directors Pauli and Sullivan attending that. And there is additional space available for those that are interested. Director Slosson, okay. Thank you. We'll add you. On September 14th through the 16th, we have Water Reuse's annual symposium. That's also a virtual event. District sponsored for both Director Sullivan and General Manager Jones. Following that, we have the upcoming board meetings, board committee meetings. Paying close attention to the board committee meeting on September 10th, we have the board planning committee meeting scheduled. And we're looking to reschedule that with the board's consideration. We're proposing to move it to September 9th. At 3:30 to avoid the conflict with the MET meeting. And that's for both Directors Corona and Director Record. And moving on to page 4, we have the upcoming joint interagency meetings listed. And you'll see we had a reschedule there for Elsinore back on the 11th, but everything else appears to be on schedule. And that's all I have. If anybody has any questions. Okay, that concludes my report.
Thank you, Tammy.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, let's go to the director's attendance report. Director Corona.
Okay, I had my meeting with the general manager, which was a good meeting.
And then there was the, let's see, Rancho Board Meeting of August 13th. Okay, this is the very last one. Most of it revolved, as you probably all know, that Danny Martin, one of their board members, passed away. They think it was a heart attack. And so a lot of it was that kind of discussion. And they are going to have a special meeting to decide how they're going to handle that, whether they're going to appoint or not, but they're getting pretty close to the election, so I kind of doubt if they're going to replace him, but that's up to them. So that's all I have.
Was he up for re-election?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he's on the ballot along with a whole lot of people.
Right. Okay. All right. Director Pauly.
Yeah, I was not able to attend the BIA Southern California Water Virtual Conference. I did attend the CalDESAL Executive Committee, where, again, the normal discussions of finance membership, and I would say membership is we're adding some new members, some legislative updates, and would just say the new executive director, Wendy Ritterbush, is, in my opinion, doing an excellent job with that organization and moving it forward. So that's my report on that.
Okay, Director Record.
First item is the review of Finance and Insurance Committee agenda with Matt Staff and Jesus Quinones, who's chair of the committee. Pretty standard, standard standing committee and board meetings of the past 2 days. Pretty long days. The virtual meetings are very cumbersome and it's very difficult, but I think yesterday was the longest board meeting since approval of the water fix. There is a MWD update printout that Jolene prepared, which is very good and very accurate. I would say the biggest item is that the Hawkins Group was approved by an extremely narrow margin to conduct a search for the new general manager. And that's about it for MWD. The MWD, Diamond Valley Lake, MOI Implementation Committee, good meeting. There's still a lot going on, which is very great to see. Howard Rosenthal did resign because he is just being pulled in a lot of different directions right now, nothing to do with the committee or the work that we're doing. But I think he'll be engaged at some level. So an Inland Caucus, Orange County Caucus, is always a good discussion of met agendas. An update with general managers, always very helpful for me to know what's going on. It's my report.
Okay. I did attend the water affordability discussions on a virtual. Oh, Director Slauson, I'm sorry.
I'm way down at the end, I understand.
Yeah. I turned the page too quick.
I did have my conversation with Paul, and it's always good to have a lot more in-depth, detail on some of the things that the district is doing. I also attended on the 7th, the Hispanic Chamber meeting, which also is called Adelanto, but Consuelo from Community Involvement, along with Kevin, made a presentation specifically regarding the Hispanic outreach or Spanish-speaking outreach. So I think that was really went well. And then Jeff Hewitt gave an update on economic development. He had an economic development representative there from the county, and a COVID-19 update as well.
Okay. Then I did attend the August 5th water affordability discussion with Assembly Member Eduardo Garcia. I thought that was a very, very productive visual conference that lasted pretty much the whole hour. Paul and Jolene did an excellent job in sharing what goes on here at EMWD, and he was mainly interested primarily in the water affordability studies that's been done in conjunction with UCR, and he's a UCR grad. The feedback I received after that conference was that he believes that EMWD is going to be a valuable resource for him in the future on some of the things that come up in Sacramento. I did attend on August the 6th the NWRA board meeting and portions of the Table Talk series, which I thought was excellent. Also want to give my thanks to Laura Nomura, Thomas, and Tracy for giving me the and Paul in providing some data for of which NWRA can draw from a reserve fund. They appreciated the review. And also, I did attend the BIA Southern California Virtual Conference. I thought it was an excellent conference. Charlie Wilson always does a great job. And we had some great panelists, so from the state and Fed. So I thought it was excellent. Other than that, we can go to agenda item 8, which is reserved for director's comments and any future agenda items. Do we have any?
Mr. President, I didn't mention on my report the special meeting that Rancho had to appoint the replacement for Lisa Herman. And as you all know, that turned out to be former Eastern board member Joe Kubler. And that was a very exciting meeting because you had 11 people putting their names in for the appointment, and I thought it was very important that they picked somebody that had experience and who could hit the ground running, and clearly Joe can do that, and along with several others, other people put their names in. It amazes me, but. Anyway, that's what happened. That was the highlight of that meeting. So.
Super. No, I think that's important. And I think it's I'm glad you attended that, because I think it makes a big difference when you do show up down there. Okay. If we have no other comments, Council, do we have reason for a closed session today?
Director Sullivan, can you hear me?
Yes.
Now we can.
Okay, sorry. Yes, we do have a closed session as described in item 9A, existing litigation, Riverside County Superior Court case number RIC 161-1915, conference with legal counsel pursuant to government code section 54956.9. I believe Shayla has circulated separate call-in info for the closed session.
That's correct.
With that, let's just take a couple minutes break here. We'll clear the room and call back in.
Thank you.